Item number three, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a home agreement for $675,000 with Jewish Family Services Housing, Inc., for the construction of 11 units of affordable supportive housing at 4400 West Bradley Road in Brown Deer, Wisconsin.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Supervisors. What you have before you is a report requesting authorization for $675,000 of home funds for Jewish Family Services. So this will be to fund 11 home units as a part of a 54-unit development entitled Bradley Crossing Phase 2 for the moment. This is a follow-up from Bradley Crossing. This board approved funds for home funds as well as block grant funds for services at Bradley Crossing. Very high demand. We're very excited about it. It'll be opening up in November. There's some units set aside for behavioral health division consumers, some with developmental disabilities through Jewish Family Services and just regular affordable units. So this is kind of a follow-up to that, which is phase two. I have Gene Wolfgang, who runs the home program, if you have technical questions regarding home. The developer here who's partnering with Jewish Family Services, General Capital, is also in the audience if you have any questions about the development. And maybe the most important thing, as I alluded to earlier in the day, we have a new underwriting process. You all in your packet have the template that we've been working off of. So every time home funds come in front of you in the future, that is the template we'll be working on. And besides Gene, who's an expert in that area, we also have an independent party who has no conflict of interest. Take a look at that. You might want to hear more about his process. Teague Whaley Smith is his name, from Community Development Advocates, who has a lot of expertise in tax credits, who has done a lot of supportive housing work with the county in the past. So he's here also to go through any of the financial data to make sure that this money is going to good use.
All right. Questions? We also have a resolution before us. Supervisor Ball.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to get information on how the developer came up with 11 units.
It has been the past practice of Milwaukee County to always fund less than 12 units, and that is the requirements. The labor standard requirements are less stringent when it is under 12 units, so they usually look at their gap in financing. When we do the fair share test, they're probably required about 6 to 7 units. And so in the underwriting process, HUD has you take a look at the percentage of home funds in the project and apply that percentage to the percentage of units. We always try to get, I guess, the biggest bang for our buck, and so 11 units. The fair share test is going to put them at less than 11 units, but we like to push them, I guess, as far as we can and go for the 11 affordable units, and yet not kick in any extra labor standards requirements.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? Who will be doing the supportive services for these units?
Madam Chair, it'll be Jewish Family Services.
Supervisor Washington?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I was a board member of what's called Fighting Back, Inc. a number of years ago. And Jewish Family Services took over Fighting Back, Inc., and I became a board member of JFS Housing, Inc., so I will abstain. It's gotten to the point where my being on the board may be not productive in a sense, but I will talk to the executive director about that, but I will abstain until I'm a board member. JFS Housing.
Any other concerns? Anyone else from the other guys? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion by Supervisor Washington.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye. And
Abstain.
Name,
Johnson?
Abstain.
My apologies. 6 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Aye, thank you. And clerk, please call item 4.